Pei Tammuz, Sunday the 12th of July, Dayan Elimelech Banzetta. Would you come for lunch? Halachic approach to varying levels of kashrus. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas with Yosef Aryeh Ben Yitzchok Zeche Livrocho Le'ilu Nishmas Mas Beila Bas Shimon Aleha Shalom.
Good morning, Rabbi Shai, good morning. Agotavoch. It's always so nice coming here, and we see it, whenever I come, there is something being done. It's a sign of a community that does things for its members, which is fantastic. So the topic we're going to be discussing today, would you come for lunch? Besides being an open invitation, if you're ever in Ezra, please let me know, it would be a pleasure. But many times we're faced with invitations that we may deem questionable. And maybe our first temptation or our first response would be to say what?
No, thank you.
Maybe that's, no thank you. But that's, maybe there is a way around it. Especially if we're talking about issues of Shalom Bais, maybe it is one's parent who is not yet observant, one's brother, sister, close friend, childhood friend, someone we grew up with, someone who keeps what they call kosher style. And we're going to take a look at the halacha. What exactly does the halacha say regarding this? And this, if we go deeper into this very issue, we will see also who could be trusted if he's making, if he's producing food, or if he claims to be mashgiach on something. So the halacha says like this. The Shulchan Aruch we're going to be looking at, the Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Yutes on Yeredeo, and Sif Aleph says like this, the Mechaber says like this, Achoshud le'echol dvorim asurim, someone who is suspected of eating forbidden foods, be'inimu choshud be'isur kleiru, it doesn't really matter. If he's choshud on an isur Torah, on a Torah dika prohibition, for example, we suspect that the person eats chazer, be'inimu choshud be'isur derabonan, or if the person is suspected of transgressing the words of our sages, the drinks, for example, he drinks stam yenem. He drinks non-kosher wine. He keeps kosher. Will not eat chazer, will not mix basar b'cholov, only buys his meat with a proper eksher. But for some reason, he does not believe in the gzeres chomim of yainesach. For example, says the Mechaber, Ein lismoich olov bohim. We can't trust the person in those issues. Ve'im yoserech himoi lo yoichel mishaloi midvorim shehu chashud aleihem. And the Mechaber says, and if you stay by him, then you shouldn't eat by him the things for which he's suspected of transgressing. What would be the logical conclusion of this? If the Mechaber is saying that we shouldn't eat by him the things he suspected of not observing, for example, what is the other side of the coin?
That you can eat.
That you can eat
those
things which is not suspected of not observing, of not keeping. So let me ask you this. Someone who we know, or we suspect, that the person, because the halacha here, if we listen closer to the halacha is not saying that you know. Someone is, you choshed the person. You choshed that he's not keeping something. You choshed that he's not, for example, observing the gezeiras chachomim of yain, stam yainam yain esach. And he invites you for dinner, and let's say for any reason, you accept it. We will see if you can or can't, but for argument's sake, let's think for a second that you did accept. And the meat is kosher, rice, whatever he's serving, and he offers you a glass of wine. He offers you a glass of wine, but he doesn't bring the bottle onto the table. He brings you a glass of wine straight from his wine cellar. Could you drink that cup of wine?
No.
The pastor says you can't. Because you choished that he's not keeping the aloha. Says the Ramah, V'yeshoimrim, listen to this Ramah. This Ramah is a gewaldige Ramah. He says, V'yeshoimrim, afilu mimi sheinu choshud, even someone who is not choshud, you're not choshud the person. Rak she'ein makirin loisui she'u muchzak bekashrus, but you don't know if this person is muchzak bekashrus. You're not choshed, you have no chashash at all, you have no reason to suspect that the person is not keeping 100% kosher, but you don't know what's the person's level of kashrus. You have no idea. You don't know if the person is muchzak bekashrus. That's your doubt. Says the Ramah, Osur liknois mimeno yain, o ishar dvorim sheesh lachush le'isur. You can't buy wine from him, or anything else, because you have to be choishish that maybe he's selling you something which is osur. Now, of course, if we go back to the times of the Gemara, or if we go back to a period of time in which you had merchants producing their own wine and selling from the vat, so what the Shulchan Aruch is saying here is, if you know the person you buy, you know the person's level of kasher, you trust the person, you buy it. If you don't know the person, even though you're not choishet, this is stamyenim, but you don't know the person, you don't know who the person is, you don't know if the person is muhzak bekashrus, then you don't. You don't buy it from him, be it wine or anything else. It says the Ramah, carries on the Ramah and says like this, Miu, nevertheless, im nidredeach etzloi, but if you're a guest by him, Oichel imoy. Then you can eat with him. Or drink, for that matter. Because you're not choished. You have no reason to be choished the person, that the person is doing something osur. If you're buying and taking to your own home, it's not something he's going to be eating. He's just selling something. But if you're there, breaking bread with the person, and you're sitting down with a person, and the person is eating from that very same dish, and drinking from that same wine, then you have no reason. If you're not choshed, then you have no reason to be choshed the person, and you can drink and eat with the person, and assume that what the person is eating and drinking is actually kosher. If it is kosher, the meadrin, blood kosher, meadrin, meadrin, that is a separate subject altogether. But it is certainly, according to the reading of the Ramah, it is certainly not treif. Says Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalit, Achoshud ledavar echod, someone who is choshud, you choshud the person on one aspect, eino choshud ledvorim achirim. Is not choshed on anything else. The chashash is on one thing. You choshed the person on one thing, and you're not choshed. You can't extend, you can't all of a sudden extend and make exer and possible the person on every single aspect of his first, of that person's behavior, because he's choshed on one thing. Now, there is something which will put the person, or for want of a better expression, disqualify the person completely from any level of ne'emonos. What is that? Shabbos. If the person is a mechalel Shabbos, then it is a different din altogether. Why? Because Shabbos is the chamor shebechamores. Is the most chamor dikazach In the Gan Satura is the, when the person is Mechalel Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Ches. Achoshud al-adober, someone who is suspected of doing something, einu ne'emon olov afilu bishvur. He has no ne'emonos, even if he swears by it. Even if he picks up a Sefer Torah before the Ganze Kahal and he swears, this is kosher. This meat is kosher. It has, his word is worthless. If he's, we choshed that the person is eating, for example, treifa meat, and he brings you meat, and that meat doesn't have any simonim, and he tells you, this meat is kosher, you can't trust him, you can't believe him. He says, I'll swear, give me a Sefer Torah, I'll swear in based in that this meat is kosher. Now, normally, if someone is willing to swear on something, or for something, we would take the person's word. But since he's swearing over the very thing for which he's being choshed, then his shvuah is worthless. Why is that? Quite interestingly, the Noisei Kelim explain what is the reason why his shvuah is absolutely worthless. Because you can't take someone's shvuah if he's already over the original shvuah for which every single one on which, or during which, every single one was present at Har Sinai when we swore to abide by Torah mitzvahs. So that's what the Noisei Kelim say. The reason why he's not Ne'eman, has no Ne'emanos, is because his behavior already is indicative that he's not upholding his original shvuah, and if he's not upholding his original shvuah made on Har Sinai, then this one is absolutely worthless and he can't be trusted.
What's the level of chashad?
Oh. The level of chashad, it doesn't need to be yediyah. It don't need to be completely sure that this person is really behaving in a manner contrary to Torah mitzvahs or to halachic observance. If you're choshed, this person is really... I'll give you an example. And it's an example. Every 6 years, whenever you're invited and you have the obligation to go to someone's house and the person does not keep kosher, you know the person does not keep kosher. In Chutz Laaretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. And you're invited and the person offers you something to eat. What's the easiest way out? You're there already. Ask for a banana, ask for an apple, you ask for a fruit, you ask for something that you can just take with your hands, peel, and eat. Now, even though Israel is not a banana exporting country, but it does export a number of other fruits. For example, most of the avocados in this country come from Israel. Let's say you don't hold by Heter Mechira, and the person does hold by Heter Mechira. You're not completely sure, but you have a chashash. That person, and I'm not going to go into the entire union of Heter Mechira or not Heter Mechira, because it's a separate shir altogether, but you're choshed. It means you would be probably left with a glass of water if you went there. Nothing more. You can't ask for the fruit because you're choshed. You're choshed. Then maybe, knowing the person's hashkafa, he's so much on Heter Mechira and you aren't. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to. But you don't need to be completely, completely sure, as I will bring you now, I'll share with you a tshuva written by Rav Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, was nifter 4 years ago, a tremendous Talmud Chochem and Pesach, American who lived in Netivot, was a Talmud Mubeg of Rav Moshe Feinstein, of Rav Yosef, of Rav Vosner, Mamesh, someone who excelled in all Chelkei Torah. And he was asked, in 77, in Lamed Zayin, he was asked this question. Bedover Hashayli Muter Lechol Etzel HaKroivim. The person was asking if it is permitted for him to eat by his relatives, by his family, kasher hin mavtichim she'ochel u'kasher. They guarantee, they're telling you, this food is completely kosher. Ve'lo yadua bevirur amidas shmirosum shel Torah mitzvos. But what is the chashash here? You're not sure what's their level of observance of Torah and mitzvahs. What? So the chashash here, they are telling you this is completely kosher, but you don't know what is their level of Torah observance. Ve'itochen, and maybe there is a possibility, shenoisim b'shabbos, that they travel on Shabbos. Omnom, nevertheless, kam mishum darchei shalom, we have a problem with shalom b'aisias. Retzoin chol das im lismoch aleidusom leechol bebeisom. You want to know if you can be soimech on what they are telling you, that the food is completely kosher, so as to enable you to accept their invitation, and we're talking about family members here, to accept their invitation and eat there. So Rav Feinhandel brings the Shulchan Aruch we were just looking at. And he debates one way or another, and he close, nearing the conclusion, he says like this, the majority of people, and here the questioner was in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, in no likelihood, whatever you're buying will come with Ashkoche. With certain level of Ashkoche, and that could be more problematic than problem solving. Why? Because the person will confront you and say, look at this, has Ashkoche. Why, you don't hold by this? That may be more problematic. He said, Roiv Amunam, the majority, Soimchim Ashkoche Mekpukpekis, Vechoishvim Shesagi Bekach, they think, you know, this is Ashkoche, and this is sufficient. Similar to what the Rama wrote in Sif Zayin, the davar shelo mashma lehu inshi shehu aveiro einu ne'eman alav. If someone thinks this is not really an aveiro, he's not ne'eman. He must know this is an aveiro, and that is going to be definitive as to whether he is ne'eman or not ne'eman. And he directs us to the shach. Ve'al kol ponim poshu sheyefshar leiderech etzel kol odom ki oimer belev shalem shavichil kasher. It's possible that you can't accept, you know, every single invitation, even if the person is telling you this is kosher. Ki ledaitoi zener shav kasher v'ashkocha muetis. Why? Because he thinks that this is really kosher, even though it has an ashkocha muetis, has a lesser level of ashkocha. Ve'oid yesh le'ashev lefi ma shekosov haramo deliknoi sharei rak etzel adom shemakirim oisei. And if you're buying, you can only buy it from someone you know, or from a trustworthy, reliable echsher that whose policy is known to you. Ve'imken, kayoim rov bnei odom eino oisim be'atzman es hayayin o es hagvino. The majority of us are not producing our own wine or the cheese we eat. Ela koinim es hakol muchan min hachonos, and but we buy it from the shop. Ve'imken, af al pi she'eino mitorech bebeisrei, kevan shu kano es harichel muchan leachila, imken shuva ve'keilu shu koine ve'lo mitorech. It's like you're acquiring things from your host. Ve'tzarich liknos rak mi'adom she'makirim oisrei. And the halacha says that you should only buy food from someone you know. Meaning, not someone you know because he's your friend, someone who's ashkofa when it comes to kashrus is known to you. Ve'goinechot shlita, and when he writes goinechot, wherever, if you ever look at the Shut Avnei Yashpe, whenever Rav Feinhandel writes the two words, three words, goin, echad, shlita, he's referring to Rav Elyoshiv. He says, Omar, what did Rav Elyoshiv say? And this was in 77. Okay? Shebizmaneinu, in our day and age, adoid porutz bekashrus, the generation is hefker when it comes to kashrus, velachen, and therefore, ein lismoich al kol odom loimar sheish loich eskash kashrus, sheemutar leiterech etzvei. You shouldn't be soimich on anyone. If the person himself tells you, oh, I'm becheskash kashrus, velachen, and therefore, and this is the conclusion of the Avnei Ashpe, maskono ledina nire she'ein lechol bizmaneinu she'ador porutz bekashrus, you shouldn't eat. In our day and age, you shouldn't eat out because the generation is porutz bekasher, bekasher. Rak etzel adom sheyudim boy sheu medaktik bekasherus. Only if it is by someone whose kasherus is known to you. That is what Rav Feinhander is writing here. Now, let me share this Igros Moshe with you. It's an Igros Moshe written in 1934. Rav Moshe wrote the following children. B'yoisi b'Moskva, he was in Moscow. B'shnas taf reish tzadik dalet, that comes out as 1934. Nishalti, I was asked, b'davar sha'avis nizunin. Bemidina azois, the parents are being fed in this country, in Russia, beavoinoiseinu arobim, al shulchan bneihem. They are being fed by their children. Ubnoiseim, and bneihem, bnoiseim, aoichlim nevelis, who eat nevelis. The kids eat nevelis, the parents kept kosher. V'chol davar isur v'rubam hem koifrim b'Hashem, and the majority the koifrim, says Rav Moshe. U'be'tzoy rosoy v'shviki v'agiyah v'echil v'isura, and they eat machlos asuris. V'im ken, and therefore, ein eumanim al isurim v'ein le'avois achalushim v'azkenim eitzo eich le'echol basar k'shitzchim le'briusom, and they are prutzim. The kids. So, but the parents are there completely dependent on the kids, on the children, and the children are eating trefles and nevelas, and the parents need to eat meat for health reasons. Maybe it's a source of iron, as we know. So what is the eitzah? What is the eitzah? Vegam loy kol davar mevushal de'av shestam kelim enam b'nei yoimon, and also the cooking there. They're cooking, and they're not Shemir Shabbos, and they're cooking trifles and nevelas in the same pots and pans. And even if we say, as says Rav Moshe, that Stam Kelim Einam Bnei Yoimon, Stam Kelim Einam Bnei Yoimon, that's the halacha, Mikol Mokum, Hariyu Milekat Chila. Kevan Shekava Moshe Moetzla. But this is only Bediyevet that we say, Stam Kelim Einam Bnei Yoimon. But here, it's Lekat Chila. Why? Because the parent is living with a child, with a daughter. Rav Moshe, he says here, Vechidashti, Rav Moshe writes, and this is sweet, you know, the sweet words of reading, Rav Moshe says, Vechidashti, and I brought a chidush. Sheish mokum leakir, learbe anoshim, that we can be makel, many people can be makel in this inyan. We can be lenient. And he brings from the Gemara in Ksubas, the Inyan of Kimli. And Rav Moshe says something quite interesting. Because if we look at the Shulchan Aruch is talking all the time about Ne'emonos, 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 if the person is trustworthy, not trustworthy. So Rav Moshe brings here something quite interesting. Rav Moshe is mechadish a concept of yediyah, not ne'emonos. Ne'emonos is when you don't know, you're not aware of the situation, and can you trust the person or not trust the person? That's based on the person's level of reliability. Rav Moshe says here, Yediyah is something else. Yediyah means you know this person well, and do you know that the person is not a liar? And the person will never lie to you. So Rav Moshe says that this is no longer a question of ne'emanus, it's no longer a question of being made, it's of testifying over the kashrus of something. Rav Moshe says, you know that this person will never lie to you. Why? Because she's your daughter and you raised her. And do you know she will not lie to you? And when she tells you that this meat is kosher, when she tells you that she only cooked using kosher pots and pans, says Rav Moshe, you can be soimech on whatever the person is telling you. Because this is no longer a question of bearing witness to the kashrus of something, but rather trusting the very person, because the person is not a liar, the person will not lie to you, and you've got years of experience to back that up.
Why would you believe a shvuah?
What?
Why would you believe a
shvuah? There is no shvuah here.
No, but the shvuah said the person comes and makes a shvuah about something you don't believe
in. Exactly. There's someone you don't know. Stam a person comes, let's say you go to your shop, and that is, you see, you know, what the person is selling there is very questionable. You don't know the person. You didn't grow up with the person is not your father, not your brother, not your son. Why should you trust? And you can bring a raya that the person is not, the person is known to sell at non-kosher things. Now he wants to swear to make a shvuah, but you don't know him. So Rav Moshe is saying, someone you do know, not you were acquainted with, someone you do know, and you know the person is honest, and you know the person will not lie to you, then you can take the person's word, because it's no longer the case described in Shulchan Aruch, in which you're talking about someone who you don't know, or someone who you choshed, and the person needs to prove his ne'emanus. This is one step further, says Rav Moshe. And interestingly enough, this is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternbuch. Rav Moshe Sternbuch comes to the same conclusion. Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes in Tshuvos V'Hanogos, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Reish Nun Dalet, Shamati Deya Oiseres. Listen to this. I've heard that there is an opinion that forbids le'echol etzel mechalel Shabbos gam dvarim amutarim, that forbids one from eating by a mechalel Shabbos, even if the food there is mutar, shema yochilelo davar osur. Why? Because maybe he will feed you something which is osur. And Rav Moshe Sternbuch goes to town against this opinion. Rav Moshe Sternbuch says, Farket, ach, kol ze, he says like this. He says, Ashach sheitir leterech midivrei Rambam halalo. He brings the Rambam, and he uses the Rambam to prove that if the person is feeding you something which is mutter and you know, that you can accept the invitation. Especially if there is a ninyan of Shalom Bais, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, or Kirov Rechoikim. Now Rav Itzchok Berkowitz, Shlita, from the Jerusalem Koilel, heard a shir from him once, and he said the following. He said, you know, when a Rav is a Rav in a community and he invites, or whoever is Oisek in Kiruv Rechoikim, and invites people to his Shabbos table, it is a heilig experience. Heilig experience. And you are able to cause an impression on the person, bring the person closer to Torah and Yiddishkeit. But, says Rav Berkowitz, it's not the same as when the person invites you, and you accept the invitation. But now we have a problem. If the person is Mechallel Shabbos, he's inviting you to eat. How can you accept the invitation? So Rav Berkowitz has a practical answer, which is fantastic. He says, do you know what you say? Do you know what you should organize? If the person invites you there, you go for a barbecue. You go for a barbecue. Why? Because the grill will be constantly on coal fire. Therefore, there is libun going on all the time. The grill will be kosher. And as long as the meat is completely sealed and packed, once you get there, it is open before you, or when you are already in the premises, that way you do not have a problem. Now, the problem is, what if that person is a Mechallel Shabbos, and if he cooks, lekatchila you shouldn't eat. Here we are talking about a different situation. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'm not going to read the tshuva, but Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Chelek Aleph, you're a dear Chelek Aleph, Shuba Mem Dalit, if I'm not mistaken, he brings there that the central union of the gezer of not eating from the cooking of a Mechallel Shabbos is Mishum Chatnus. He says, but Mishum Chatnus, it's not called intermarrying if someone marries someone who is Mechallel Shabbos. Chas v'sholem, shouldn't happen to any of us. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, it could still be considered Bishul Yisrael. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure being here. A good day.